Blog Talk Radio.
You search, you probe, your mind, your spirit becomes weary. You find yourself on a journey to find a talk show, not just an ordinary talk show, but a Christian talk show, unlike anything the mind could fathom. Suddenly, your search comes to an end, for up ahead, there's a signpost. Your next stop, the Rich Rossi Live Zone.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live Zone. Our radio show today is going to be our Eternal Grace online service and focusing on how to keep you sane, spiritually strong, rooted and grounded in love. Faith and love is the antidote to fear. There's a lot of crazy things going on out there, and some people are afraid and hysterical. And when things are hysterical, it can get historical because some of the historical strongholds and irrational thoughts and fears come up. When things are hysterical, those old historical fears come up. But God's perfect love is going to cast out your fear today and let you feel the peace of God, which Philippians 4 says passes all understanding and will guard your heart and mind during this time. So welcome to our online Eternal Grace Church service. I want to welcome all our Eternal Grace house churches all over the world listening in America, in all 50 states, in Asia, Africa, Europe, especially sending our love to our brothers and sisters in Italy, Liliana and Italy and those dealing with it over there. We want you to know that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. In fact, you know what? I have my Spanish guitar here, and I want to sing that verse to you just to get it into your minds and hearts. So as I sing this, maybe you can worship along with me. This is 1 John 4:4, and you are now joining us live around the world for Eternal Grace Church online service. 1 John 4:4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. For greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." Ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So glory, Jesus, glory. So glory, Jesus, glory. You do the fighting for me. Praise you, Jesus, praise you. In you there's always victory. Thank you, Father, for the victory today that we're covered under the shelter of your wings. And we ask your blessing on everyone that's tuning in now around the world to our online service. We'll be right back getting into Psalm 91. So don't go anywhere. Tell your friends to tune in to Eternal Grace here at Richard Rossi Live. Be right back. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live, and we are going to now go to Psalm 91. Later in our broadcast, some of our illustrious leaders and wonderful people that we're blessed with here at Eternal Grace will also be sharing. Josie Pollock, who's had a powerful ministry in L.A. County Jail and is a spiritual mother to me and the people here at Eternal Grace, will be joining us. She's ministered in the jails and led to the Lord many people she's ministered to in L.A. County jails, famous and infamous, people like Robert Downey Jr., the Menendez brothers, Tommy Lee, the fourth Beatle, Billy Preston, that she wrote some gospel songs with. And so Josie will give her thoughts during this time. She's ministered for decades. And others of you listening, you feel free also to join in when I open up the lines in a bit. You can email your thoughts or questions to us at richardrossilive@gmail.com or call into the number on your screen. Although if you're holding, some of you are holding, it'll just be a little bit because I'm going to do a little teaching on Psalm 91. Then we are going to open up things for sharing as we do. Now, many of you have been asking how to do your own house church meeting during this time because of the fact that, you know, you can't meet a lot of places. Churches can't meet. You know, the people are ordered to stay at home. We have a guide, a free guide you can use to do an Eternal Grace House Church meeting by yourself. Just go to Eternal, you know, you can, you and your family, whatever, go to eternalgracechurch.com and just click on the link that says Start a New Meeting Guide. And then you can follow. When you click that link, you can scroll down, and it has the things that we read here in our meetings, Eternal Grace Church, all over the world. I'll read to you the opening statement that we read when we meet. It says, Welcome to Eternal Grace. We exist to share God's grace with the world. It's that simple. We gather house to house for worship, fellowship, sharing spiritual gifts, and outreach. God's eternal grace is what saves us. God's gifts are grace gifts given because he's head over heels in love with us. The only requirement for membership is a desire to receive God's eternal grace and then give that grace to ourselves and each other. The Bible uses organic metaphors to describe our relationship with God. He is the vine and we are the branches. We're a living organism. Our worship and fellowship are spirit-led. We're natural as we experience the supernatural. We're a network of Eternal Grace House Church gatherings who support each other on a spiritual journey, and our mission is to help everyone grow in grace. We encourage all participants to not judge or criticize those not on the same level. The Bible says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Anyways, those are some of the statements we have about the meetings. You can find that all at eternalgracechurch.com. It'll guide you how to have a meeting, a house church meeting like we've been doing for years. In fact, we started all the way back our first meeting back in Virginia, our first house church meeting with some of our dear friends, Kelly Tabor, Wayne Creek Moore, Todd Nelson, John Westfall, Mike Ellis, some of those folks. We're grateful for all of you joining us around the world. So let's listen to Psalm 91. The rabbis used to say that during any kind of pestilence or plague going around to read Psalm 91 seven times a day. So meditate and soak in Psalm 91. This is one of our greatest actors of all time, Sir Laurence Olivier, reading Psalm 91. Here he is.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him up on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
Thank you, Sir Laurence Olivier. This passage, as you could see, uses... Oh, there he goes again, Sir Laurence Olivier. Well, we might want to hear it again. We're starting over again. That's actually what the rabbis would do. We'd read it over and over and over again. I want to just point out here that there's many metaphors the psalmist uses of trusting in God, under his shelter, under his shadow, and it uses the image of being covered in his feathers, like a bird would cover its young. And what's interesting is in the very end, God answers and speaks back in the last few verses and says, because you cling to me, I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you acknowledge my name. You will call upon me, I will answer you and be with you in distress. I will deliver you and glorify you, and your length of days I will give you and show my salvation. It's also interesting in light of what's going on. It says that with your eyes you will see what's going on, but it shall not come near you, though 1,000 fall at thy right hand and 10,000 at your side, it will not come nigh thee. And I've been singing that verse to myself. I put some chords to it. And I'll do that for you and lead you in a little bit of worship again to feel the peace of God. This is from that verse in the psalm we just read, or Sir Laurence Olivier just read. Though 10,000 fall at your right hand and 1,000 at your side, it shall not come near you. Though 10,000 fall at thy right hand, if you want to sing with me. Though 10,000 fall at thy right hand and 1,000 at thy side, 1,000 at thy side, the evil shall not touch you, for you are my holy bride, for you are my holy bride. I speak peace over everybody listening, that they'd feel that peace of God. Peace give I to you. Peace give I. Not as the world gives, not as the world gives, give I to you. Peace give I to you. You may notice the peace in this psalm, that the Lord is covering you, and it says with your eyes you see what's going on, but yet you're protected like Israel was when the plagues hit Egypt. There was a protection of God covering us in the feather of his wings as a mother bird would cover its young. Now, it does say in verse 11, he gives his angels charge over you to guard you in all your ways. All those angels are guarding you. Now, it's interesting in Matthew 4 and Luke 4, these words were quoted by Satan when he tempted Jesus Christ. But he was tempting him to be foolish and jump off the top of a building. He said, oh, the angels will catch you, just jump off this building. And Jesus responded, thou shalt not test the Lord thy God. In other words, it's not saying that you can just claim God's protection and then put yourselves unnecessarily in danger. So, yes, follow medical hygiene and, you know, wash your hands and do those things. But it's real important. I'm going to give you a few psychological, spiritual tips to stay at peace during this time. And then we'll be joined by some of our other people coming into the phone lines. But number one, stay present and at peace. Stay present and at peace. When it's hysterical, you can get historical and go back to your historical strongholds and irrational beliefs. Don't listen to the fears and the what-ifs. What if I run out of money? What if I run out of food? What if I catch the virus? All those what-ifs, just don't take those thoughts captive. And you think, oh, I can't stand it. That would be terrible. Oh, Lord. See, that's when you get hysterical and go into the historical fears. Remind yourself of this psalm. Soak in this psalm. And if you have a panic disorder or if you have vulnerable to anxiety attacks, it's really important that you do this time, to be still. You know, actually coming apart from crowds and resting, Jesus said that's a good thing. In Mark 6:31, Jesus said, let us get away from the crowds and rest for a while. Let us get away from the crowds. Let us rest for a while. Let be still, Psalm 46:10 says, and know that I am God. Be still. Psalm 23 said, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He's making us all lie down. A lot of us, we just want to run, and he's making us stay at home and lie down. And I don't like it sometimes when we're all set to have a big potluck house church here in North Hollywood, and I was excited to see my friends, you know? And then we get the order right before, oh, you can't even do that in Los Angeles. I felt like a child that was grounded by my parent and bullied into this by the mayor of Los Angeles. I was not a happy camper. But here we are now. Look how God's bringing good out of this. I just got a wonderful message. People are contacting me that were in our first house church decades ago in Virginia. And it was so touching. to hear from some of these people is that that fellowship was reunited because now we're doing it online. So look at how God brings good out of this. Isn't that beautiful? Be still and know that I am God. One of our members here of Eternal Grace in Hollywood, Danielle Ramos, her husband is one of the great Disney animators who drew Aladdin and Little Mermaid and all that stuff. She said to me a few weeks ago, Richard, I want you to please write a song based on my favorite verse, Psalm 46:10. She kind of, in a nice way, kind of ordered me. Now, Richard, write that song, Psalm 46:10. So I was being a smart act, and she said, when are you going to write it? I said, right now. And I was just fooling around, and I grabbed the guitar, and this song just came to me recently, a few weeks back, and it's a perfect song right now for my first point, to be stay present and still and at peace and know that He's God. So I'm gonna play this song for you, and worship with us. It's a song the Holy Spirit just gave me. I'll feed you the words. You can sing it with me at home. Be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Calm your heart. Calm your heart. Come apart. Come apart a while. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know you're in my hands. Know you're in my hands. Still, you're in the center of my plans. You're in the center of my plans. Peace be still. Peace be still. Trust my will. Trust my will. Be still and know that I am God. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia. Sing alleluia to the Lord. Yes, Lord, help us to be still. That's the first point. Be still. Stay present. Don't worry about the future right now. One day at a time. Number two is to stay in gratitude. Be grateful, not hateful. And by the way, get communion if you'd like to have communion with us. Go in your refrigerator, keep your volume up so you can hear us. And if you can, get a little piece of bread, even a piece of a cracker, a piece of bread, maybe a little cup and some juice or something if you have something to drink. We're going to have communion a bit in a little bit. Number two, stay grateful. Look around you and say, what do I have I can be thankful for? I have internet. You know, maybe you're listening by internet. I have a phone that works. I have a TV that I might be blaring, you know, to have some company with being holed up and watching TV. I have a roof over my head. Just look around. I have my family. I have my friends. Focus on gratitude. Otherwise, you're going to be overwhelmed by the steamroller of anxiety. Because the news right now is selling fear. They're fear-mongering. It's 24/7. I have friends that tell me, have you been watching the news all day long? I said, well, I watch it maybe once a day if I can and get the updates, sure. But you need to have it on all the time. And I disagree. I respectfully disagree because you need to listen to the news enough to be informed, but not so much you get anxious. Yes, this is a hassle. Yes, this is the human condition has hassles, but it's been a lot worse and a lot more apocalyptic for many, many other people in other times. My friend Josie, who will be joining us in a little bit, she had to escape the Nazis in England as a little girl. Imagine if your country was taken over by Nazis. Imagine if you lost your home in a volcano, an earthquake, or fire, or if your family was killed in 911 or at Hurricane Katrina or tsunami put you underwater. In other words, let's put this in perspective that there's been a lot of hassles through history, and that's what Psalm 91 was written for, is when there's war. It talks about, in Psalm 91, don't be afraid of the arrow flying over your head. Now, back in those days, it was a literal arrow, but we don't have arrows with feathers, but we have nuclear threats where the news will say, oh, my God, you know, North Korea has a nuclear missile that's going to fly over here, you know. But there's always something. But let's put it in perspective. This isn't the bubonic plague where millions are dying, and if you get it, you're automatically dead. What is, and our complaining and catastrophizing is not going to help. And those, and saying it should be different and we shouldn't have to do this, that's only going to get you worked up with more anxiety. So just be still and be grateful. And number three, good is coming from it. Let's stand on Romans 8:28. One good thing is we're doing this broadcast and more people are participating in our meeting today than would have if we were just in California doing it, where we're located. So there's good things coming from it. Yes, there's changes, but let's remember, let's think of all the good things. Families are spending time together indoors. Our son Josh is working on his book of poetry that's been a project he's been kind of too busy to complete. And now he's writing his beautiful book of poetry. It's going to be like a leaves of grass kind of, you know, wonderful volume of poetry. And one of my dear friends, Kelly Tabor, who was in our first house church we ever did, which was a move of the Spirit. I mean, just drawing people. I had a word of knowledge from the Holy Spirit for the center fielder on a baseball team in Virginia, Todd Nelson, and I walked onto the field and gave it to him. He started crying. He's like, oh, my God, I just feel the Holy Spirit. And I invited him over Friday to my house. I said, I'll make you tacos and let's just pray. And I got out the guitar and would just lead worship. We weren't even planning to have a house church. I just wanted to minister to Todd. I just had a burden for him. And Todd got so touched by the Spirit, he told another guy, John Westfall, and then John Westfall told some other people. Before he knew it, our little house had so many people, we couldn't fit them all in our house. We had to move to Todd's, which was a little bigger. And then Kelly was a softball star, the softball flame softball team, number 54, and Todd was the coach. And she showed up, and when we worshiped, her face was just shining with the glory of God, and I knew she had a special calling on her life. And she's touched so many kids for like 3 decades as a teacher and won the Golden Apple as the teacher, the best elementary teacher in the country, who tells these stories in a secular school that show the children the Christ-like qualities of character. And for years, you know, we all knew, like, Kelly should write a book of her stories and make it available to many children all over the world, but she was too busy. Well, now with this all going on, she's getting that book. She's going to start writing that book and putting it together where all the stories that for decades touched kids, and kids would come back as adults and say, hey, I remember 20 years ago as a little kid how that story stuck with me. She's now having the time to be still and write. So those of you that are readers, you have time to read. Those of you that are writers, you have time to write. Those of us that are creative people, yeah, it's been a hassle. I mean, I have a movie coming out. I wanted to screen this thing in all 50 states. And there's some uncertainty beyond our control. We don't know how long corona lasts. I'm hopeful that with the warm weather in the spring that it won't do well. Some doctors out of China and other places are saying the warm weather, the virus won't do as well. So that's good news. But we don't know. Creative projects and movie openings are on hold because people can't go to the movie theaters. And we may have to show more things online, and artists are performing on Instagram. You know, Keith Urban and Willie Nelson just performed on Instagram. Even big film premieres, James Bond, Marvel, Milan have been delayed, Cannes Film Festival delayed. Like back in World War II, the Cannes Film Festival was shut down from like 1939 to 1946, and this is the first time since World War II where the Cannes Film Festival stopped. But you know what? Even though my Canaanland film can't hit the theaters right now, I can still put out the Canaanland novel and soundtrack, and we'll be working on that, and the audio book and things like that, maybe do some streaming things, Amazon Prime things. So in other words, it's real important. This is my fourth point. My first point was stay present and be still. Number two, be grateful. Number three, trust that God's going to bring good out of this, Romans 8:28. Number four is do what you can do. In other words, I can do the novel. I can. Don't let what you can't do stop you from doing what you can do. That is so, so important. We're going to appreciate things that we took for granted when we get back to normal soon, and we can hug each other, and we can go to cafes. And number five, choose faith over fear. faith and love is the antidote to fear. The Bible says over 365 times, fear not. Actually, 366 times. I want to correct myself. We have one for leap year. We have 366 times the Bible says fear not. So in Psalm 91, we're having some comments coming in. You can send in your comments from around the world to richardrossilive@gmail.com. And you can call into the phone line soon. We're opening up the phone lines now for those of you who want to call in and participate in our discussion or ask a question or comment on Psalm 91 or pray, whatever. You can, we're now opening up all the phone lines officially. But I just want to read a comment coming in from Jane Willis in the D.C. area, Jane Willis Gardner. Yes, God is our shelter, refuge, and fortress. We are protected by the maker and sustainer of the universe. God is covering us with his wings. You know, and in a moment, that reminds me, one of our dear friends, Laura Anderson, we have so many gifted worship leaders and songwriters that have been a part of Eternal Grace. Laura Anderson wrote a psalm based on Psalm 91, a song called Cover Me. And Jane writes in her quote, back to Jane's quote, God covers us with his wings as a loving and protective eagle, owl, or any bird would do for its young. Held closely and tenderly in warmth and safety, out of sight of predators who would attack or destroy. We are watched and protected by his sovereignty day and night in times of war, natural disaster, and yes, worldwide pandemics. God sees all and knows all. This does not mean that Christians will be untouched by illness and death, but rather that he is near to each child of God and draws us to be closer to him and know him better in these and other dire circumstances. As his children, we need to share the good news that he ultimately saves and redeems those who believe in his power to do so. His Holy Spirit and powerful and strong army of angels watch over us 24/7, 365 days a year. He is the God who hears and answers those who love him and who pray to him. He has promised us salvation, protection, rescue, deliverance, honor, satisfaction, and true life, both in this world and in the next. Awesome comment. And it is true. The early church had plagues that wiped out literally, 50,000 people a day. I mean, it was way worse than Corona. And yet those early Christians were there praying for the sick, ministering to the dying. Some of them, Christians, had a divine protection like Israel during the plagues, and it never touched them. Others did get sick. So, there may even be some godly people who are touched and, by it. But nevertheless, he's our Jehovah Jireh and protector. But even in that, they were close to the Lord, and they were loving one another. And the Romans said, behold these Christians, how they love one another. They had so much love. So cover me. I'm going to go live to Laura Anderson. And those of you that have come to Eternal Grace in California, you know that Laura, whenever she shows up, I always like her to do the Cover Me song. So as she does this Cover Me song, get your bread and get your cup and take the bread and take the cup. On the day Jesus was betrayed, he broke bread and he said, this is my body which is given up for you. And then he took a cup and he said, this cup is the chalice of my blood given up for the salvation of the world. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. So you are covered in his wings. You are covered in his blood. You remember in the plagues hit Egypt, they took the blood of the lamb and they put that blood on the top of the doorpost and on the sides, the right and the left. And when you do that motion, it actually forms a cross. And the death angel said, when I see the blood covering your door, I will pass over you, hence the Passover. And then on the Passover, Jesus Christ had the Last Supper, and he said that his blood, his wings, cover us. You know all your sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. He says you are innocent. He is the propitiation for your sins, and not for yours only, but for the sins of the whole world, 1 John says. So hopefully I'm going to get Laura live here. And can you hear me, Laura?
I can hear you.
Welcome, Laura. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. I want to thank you for blessing us with this Psalm 91 song, not just today, but you have many, many times done this song, and the Holy Spirit just covers the whole meeting with the peace of the Holy Spirit like a blanket, you know? And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for how you've done that song so many times. So do you have your guitar there?
I'm actually going to play on keyboard.
Oh, you're going to do it on keyboard. Okay, great, Laura. Well, we're all going to listen now and do your song that the Holy Spirit gave you to write based on Psalm 91, how he covers us. So, Laura, I'm just going to be quiet and let you do it.
Can I just give you a little test to see if it's too loud or too quiet?
Sure.
How does that sound? Is that too loud or too quiet?
I think it's good. If anything, a little loud for an old rock and roll guy like me, you can do it a little louder if you want.
I could do a little louder?
Yeah.
Okay. If I dwell in you, I will find a shelter there. If I rest in you, I'll be saved from all of Satan's plans. Thank you.
Again, as you have in so many times in our in-person gatherings here.
Thank you so much for having me. I just want to let everyone know, like, if you want to hear it again, it's on my Instagram and Facebook. If you want to, like, that song ministers to you, it's on Laura Ray Music on Instagram, and then just Laura Ray Anderson on Facebook.
Laura Ray Music on Instagram and Facebook.
And then just, and Laura Ray Anderson just on Facebook.
Laura Ray Anderson, and Ray is spelled R-A-E, not R-A-Y like the man. It's Laura Ray, R-A-E, right?
Correct. Thank you.
Wow, that was such a blessing, Laura. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
We're getting messages coming in now from different parts of the world. Eternal Grace meeting in Italy, they say here, we have really been affected, hit hard by this with more of a toll than any other area. Thank you for this online ability to join with you. Greg, writing from Texas, asks about how can he give to Eternal Grace to support the ministry. Normally in the house churches, we have each house church collect the money and use it as led by the Spirit. To give to Eternal Grace now, I think you would have to go on the website if you're in other countries, eternalgracechurch.com, and you can click, or go to PayPal and send it to eternalgracechurch@yahoo.com. Many churches have hurt the cause of Christ by being too heavy-handed with money, so we have a little statement we read about giving to keep it in proper perspective, and Sherry's going to read that now, our giving statement.
We've come to that time in our gathering when we collect the financial offerings. For those of you who are visiting with us, please feel no obligation, but for those of you who feel connected and spiritually fed through Eternal Grace, your financial commitment is very important to sustaining and multiplying this ministry. We observe the tradition of giving love offerings to God as an act of worship and gratitude. All gifts to Eternal Grace, a nonprofit church, are tax deductible.
Yes, and so if you want to give, go to eternalgracechurch.com, our website, or paypal.com and send to eternalgracechurch@yahoo.com. If you haven't had communion around the world, I haven't taken my bread and cup yet, so I'm going to take mine now. Thank you, Father, for this bread, that you are the bread of life. You may take your bread if you haven't already, if you have yours at home. And we thank you for the cup, that there's healing for our body through your body. There's protection as you cover us in your blood. The virus is called COVID, and I thank you, Jesus, that we can say, we can make a new acronym that said Christ over viruses and infectious diseases. We can, by faith, say that's what COVID stands for. And the 19, I'm going to say that stands for Joshua 1:9, that God is with us wherever we go. And I'm going to take the cup. If you haven't taken it, take it with me now. You are our hiding place. Psalm 91 says you are our hiding place. I know that we haven't been able to gather face to face as much as we'd like. And this is a song from the image in Psalm 91 of God being the hiding place. But we're going to give you that feel of the live feeling of worship. When Eternal Grace, when I lead worship, I love to do it with the echoes and the women echoing the men. And I like to write songs that you really feel all those harmonies, and the angels seem like they're joining in singing. So I'm going to give you a little bit of live worship. Then we're going to come back with some of our leaders of Eternal Grace. We have on the line Josie Pollock, who's been a chaplain in L.A. County Jail for many years. We have, Laura's still on hold, so she could join in our sharing if she stays with us. And Jeff, who's been a deacon in our ministry, our head deacon for over 20 years. So we'll get some of their thoughts on everything that'll edify and build you up. And if any of you want to call in and join in on the discussion, you're welcome to call the line on the screen there that you see, 347 637-2379. But I want you to join in with us for a little live worship, and then we'll be back to share. At our Eternal Grace meetings, we sit in circles rather than rows. And one thing that's going on with this virus that's a good thing is the mega churches aren't able to meet. And a lot of the mega churches, that's not a very biblical model of church. It says the early church met house to house, and they sat in circles where they could do the one another's. There's over 300 one another's in the Bible. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another. Accept one another. Encourage one another. Do not forsake assembling. And so when we share an eternal grace, yes, myself or someone else will speak and give a message. But there's many other gifts and insights in the body. So Corinthians says when you come together, each one of you has something. Each one of you has something to share. And so that's why we are going to have some of our guests share, as we always do in Eternal Grace. And any of you out there listening are welcome to join us. Our phone lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree. So we have a lot of people that want to share. But first, You Are My Hiding Place, one of my favorite songs to lead in worship. And Carl, who one of my favorite worship leaders, that you can hear him pretty strongly in this recording, we send out our love and prayers to you. We love you, Carl, as you're recovering as well during this time. You are our hiding place, Lord. I just feel the Holy Spirit emanating. We're getting messages from all over the world. People said they're feeling the Holy Spirit. They can hear us loud and clear all over the world. So we have a switchboard of people all over the world. I know some of them are Laura, who did the song, is still with us. Josie Pollock, mm-hmm. who's ministered to many, many people. Sherry's on the line. We have Jeff Griffith, who's been a deacon in our ministry many years. We have someone at 818-795. I forgot whose number that is. 818-1-3-795. Who's that one? Can't quite hear. Okay. Well, you're all supposedly able to talk here, so what I'll do is when one person's talking, I'll mute the others, and hopefully we don't have any technical issues. But we just read Psalm 91, so I want to ask any of you out there, what's your reaction summing up this passage or the theme of the passage to us during this time, and what you think God's saying to us during this time? Whoever'd like to jump in and identify yourself first, and then we'll try to have our call screeners manage muting the others, because we have about 50 callers on here. So we'll just, as someone talks, we'll try to mute everyone else, and hopefully everyone can be heard. But who would like to go first and just, you know, what hits you in Psalm 91? And again, Corinthians. Go ahead. Is this Josie?
Yes.
I love you, Josie.
I love you, too. This is great. I haven't had to get dressed.
So are you in your PJs, Josie?
I am. I figure if I'm not going anywhere, why change?
I'm the same way. I'm in my PJs a lot these days. And by the way, if you want to see Josie in her PJs, watch our new film, Canaan Land, because she plays the spiritual mother to the main character, and she gets sick in the story and is in her PJs. So even acting in her film, she got to stay in her PJs.
I had 4 changes of PJs in that film.
Well, Josie, what do you think's the theme of what God is saying to edify and encourage people that are going through all this?
Well, you know, this has always been my scripture, and I have ministered this scripture to many people. I think the first time I was temping in a agency that managed actors, and the owners came in when the Chernobyl thing happened, and
mm-hmm.
they were hysterical. And they looked at me and they said, "Aren't you worried?" I go, "No." I read them Psalm 91. So that was the first time. And then I remember when people were deciding where to move to, what was a safe area, you know, what with gang violence and crime-ridden, where can I live that's safe? I said, listen, the only safe place is under the shadow of his wings. It doesn't matter if you're in Bel Air, Beverly Hills, or the hood. The only safe place is under the shadow of his wings.
Mm, that's beautiful, Josie. Well, thank you, and stay on the line, Josie. I have more questions. But I'm going to throw this out to everyone else. I muted a bunch of the rest of you because one of you were playing the guitar. I think that might have been Jeff. Who knows? Or Andrew. I think we have some guitarists out there that lead worship in Eternal Grace. But I want to put everyone off mute so we can – I muted everyone so we could hear Josie clearly. But now hopefully our call screeners are now – it'll take a moment getting you all back where we can hear. Who also would like to add to – what encouraging things is the theme of Psalm 91 to you, if you could sum up what God's saying through it to encourage us? Anybody else out there?
Hello.
Hi, Rick.
I heard 2 hellos.
Well, this is from
Jeff.
Who
wants to go first? Jeff, did I hear Jeff and Andrew? Do you want to go, Jeff, and then Andrew? I think I know who talked, but I'm not sure.
Okay. I'll go ahead and go.
Okay, and then was that you, Andrew, that also said something?
Yes.
Okay, so Jeff, I'll mute everyone but Jeff. Jeff, you share, and then I'll go to Andrew. Jeff, what is God saying to you to encourage us through this psalm?
Well, the whole subject of how much God loves us and cares for us.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, what other time in history has it ever been possible for people from all over the world to meet together without meeting together?
Yeah.
In the 1800s, the 1600s, the 1500s, you only were able to contact the people who were right around you.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you would get any other contact was by, you know, a book or a letter or something like that. But in this day and age, we have that ability to use our voice or the instruments that we have, and we're able to share those things that God gives to us to all these people, that many of whom we can't even see. We don't know who they are, where they are, but they hear our voice, they hear what we speak from our heart, and it touches them in unusual and unbelievable ways. Ways that we could not do.
Many of whom we can't even see. We don't know who they are, where they are.
Sorry about some feedback there, Jeff. You still there?
Well, I get feedback sometimes, yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. But
well,
the idea of
that,
being
Jeff,
able to...
I appreciate that. That's a great point, is we're having a worldwide meeting of eternal grace. Time Magazine did a story on eternal grace and other house churches being a new trend in Christianity, especially with what's going on. And I've freely given away the meetings. David was told not to number the people, so they asked me about numbers. I say, I don't look at that. It said that that's pride. When I went to a Bible school where they emphasized numbers a lot, and the Holy Spirit told me, get out of the book of Numbers and get in the book of Acts and meet house to house. But there are numerous people doing Eternal Grace meetings with our guide from eternalgracechurch.com. And it's just it's his church. It's not my church. It's, you know, Jesus is the head. And I've done nothing to organize or tie it all together other than just give everything away free in terms of the meeting guides. But because of this crisis, we are now getting messages from all over the world, people doing Eternal Grace meetings that are listening to us right now. So this is pretty amazing because it's connected us. I was all bummed and I had a bad attitude about it. I have to admit, I was mad at the governor or the mayor. How dare you ground me and say we can't meet right now, you know? But, this is a good thing, as Jeff pointed out here. I think Andrew wanted to chime in here. Let me see if I can get Andrew back. Andrew, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. Andrew, what do you think are some encouraging things God's telling you as the theme of Psalm 91?
Well, Richard, first of all, what I wanted to say is, and you know that with my experience in the movie industry, which I have been, in that since the 1960s, actually, from my boyhood days all the way up until now. And you know that I worked with a lot of famous studios and movies and things like that, television. But what I wanted to say is you reminded me of Mr. Rogers when you first came on, and this is a real compliment, because you came on, you know, just bringing peace to everybody. You know how Mr. Rogers would walk in and he'd say, hello, and then he'd sing a song, and then he'd go and start talking to, he would start speaking to everybody and to his audience. And, you know, you felt at peace when you saw Mr. Rogers, because he was right at home. And he was from his home coming into everybody's living room in their homes. And that's what you're doing, but you're doing that by radio broadcast, which I think is just really fabulous. And I like how you kind of said something, and then you pitched in with a little song like Mr. Rogers would do, and then you go back to saying something. So it was, Danielle and I, it's really blessing our hearts, your approach of how you started your program.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
And also, as far
I don't know
as
if you noticed, I mentioned you and Danielle, your wife, earlier when I did the song that your wife ordered me to write. She did it in a nice way, though, but she said, Richard, when are you going to write a song on Psalm 46:10? So I did that song, and I mentioned
song.
The famous Disney animator Andrew Ramos and Danielle. But what's God telling you guys that's an encouraging word you can share to all the people listening around the world right now, the millions listening?
Well, I think the Psalms that you picked is an excellent Psalms to come out with, especially at what's going on today and our day and time and throughout the world, not just here in the United States of America, as you know, but throughout the world, China and everywhere where it first started. But Psalms 91 is excellent because it talks about how God comes like a mother hen and covers us with his wings, you know, just like Jesus talks about, we're the he's the bridegroom and we're the bride, And so it has the same metaphors, you know, a male and female. Amen. And so here,
yes, and also you just reminded me with that, Andrew, that he prays in the Gospels and says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I wanted to cover you as a hen covers its young. So, yes, this is the heart of God, isn't it?
Yes, it is the heart of God. His great love, his compassion upon us, and he's covering us with his feathers as a mother hen. And Jesus always addressed God in front of everybody when he was upon the earth as the Heavenly Father also. So he's not just, it's not just a male, but it's also a female metaphor of Jesus coming again, God coming again, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
covering us as with his feathers as a mother hen. So God is everything to us. God is not just male, but he's also the female gender in a sense. I'm not saying that he's female, as you understand, but just the idea of it, of him covering us, just like our mothers would cover us and protect us. So, I think that's wonderful that God is everything. He's just not one thing, but he's everything. And also protected by the plague. I like plague. And this is the plague that is going on throughout the entire world. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're
yes,
protected.
This psalm was written specifically for a time when there was pestilence going around. And God said, you will see it with your eye in Psalm 91. In other words, the person that's hidden in God's wings watches it go on, but is not, you know, hysterical like everyone else, because it says that we trust him, you know, that no, he says the plague will not come nigh your dwelling, though 10,000 fall at your right hand, though 1,000 at your side. So, yes, this was written, Andrew, at a time when they were going through a far worse plague than Corona. They were seeing, you know, people dropping by the thousands all around them, and
that's
that
right.
Yet this
and
psalm was given by the Lord.
Yes, and the 10,000s it even says. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, so I believe that we have to have faith, you know, and like you said, no, do the other things that the doctors have told us and all that, you know, to wash your hands and et cetera and et cetera. But on the other hand, we have to have faith, you know, and people are thinking, oh, it's going to jump on me. It's going to do this. No, we have to have faith that God is going to protect us. And if not, you know, like you heard about Sandy Patty, which the famous gospel singer ended up getting this virus, COVID-19. I don't know if you heard about that, but she has gotten this virus, and now she has to stay home and go get through it. And there's been some other prominent Christian leaders that have gotten this virus. Colleen Waiters, I think is her name, and she has gotten the virus. But, you know, they're still having faith in God, that God is going to bring them through this. And if not, then you know what, Richard? We all have our mission. This lovely lady at Costco, I was talking to her. Her name is Luz, the Spanish-speaking lady. And she said it straight to me, straight to my face. She said, Andrew, she says, we all have a mission, but when our mission is over, that means we're to go to heaven, go home with the Lord. So we all have that mission. So in other words, we shouldn't have fear. If it's our time, it's our time. But in the meantime, let's do something for God with our strength, our heart, like David spoke about in the Psalms, and do that work. And then when it's our time, then that's it. Because then we'll be in the security and the beauties of heaven and with God and all his heavenly hosts and with our King Jesus. Amen.
Amen and amen. Now, how about some of the rest of you that we may not have heard from that would like to add anything that you'd like to say based on what is the theme of Psalm 91 to encourage you that you'd like to share?
Hey, Richard,
anybody
this
else?
Is Laura.
Okay, Laura.
Yeah, I kind of got a testimony, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it kind of goes along with this because I think God wants to cover us on every level during this time. And I'm thankful I still have to go to work because I work with the homeless as well. It's a vulnerable population, so we still have to go. So, you know, it's been a little nerve-wracking, and a lot of times we don't get to, like, know the news right away because, you know, we don't have the news on, you know, 24/7. And then also just kind of, like, wanting to have, like, a little bit of extra stuff, you know, because, you know, you want to prepare, you know, as well. And so so I was needing just a couple extra things, and I actually really needed toilet paper, which is so funny because that's been such a huge thing, right?
Yeah, people have been hoarding that stuff.
Yeah, and I actually just needed it. So I was like, well, and God was like, God actually told me to go to Costco on my way home. So I was like, okay. I was like, there's not going to be anything by the time I get there, but okay. So I went, and there was literally, they had just started this where they had a separate line for toilet paper, paper towels, and water. And it was going, and this is in Van Nuys, it was going out the door, around the perimeter of the parking lot, out the side entrance, all the way to the park. That's how far along the line was. And so I was like, there's no way. But I was like, well, I'm going to go. God told me to come. I'll go in and get a couple, maybe there's a couple extra things I can get, and then I'll just go home. So I got all the things I needed, got in line, and there was a cute couple behind me, and they had two things of toilet paper. So I was, and then I had already spoken with the manager, and they said, Laura, and they had said that people had started getting there at 3 a.m. to get toilet paper and paper products and stuff. And so so when I was talking to them, I was like, oh my gosh, you're one of the lucky ones. Like, it's a miracle you got this. Like, how long were you waiting? And they were like, oh, we literally just got here because I guess they had told everyone it was gone, and then they found everything was out. So the line dissipated, and I guess right when they got back, they're like, oh, we found an extra box, and they started just handing it out. So I was like, wow, that's like a miracle. So we were kind of laughing, and I was like, I'm one of the same people too. Like, I just need it. I'm not really hoarding it. And they were saying the same thing or whatever, and we're just kind of like laughing about everything going on. And so then, you know, as we're talking more, she was just like, you know, we got two. We're just wanting to know which is the cheaper one. Do you want the other one? And I was like, yes. And so, like, I literally didn't have to wait in line, got what I needed, got my toilet paper, and I got to leave. So I'm calling it my toilet paper testimony. But I think it's sweet that how God cares.
Well,
about
I tell you, that toilet paper, it says a revelation about a piece of gold could buy a loaf of bread. I think maybe the actual Greek probably is a piece of gold could get some toilet paper.
Yeah. But just because, you know, I don't have the time right now because I am so busy with work and everything, is just so sweet that God just allowed me to get that. You know, and I think that just goes to show with just everything, like, God is going to supply our needs, you know, even the little things like that. And that's what really encouraged me, that God will cover us on every level, even in the small things.
I love that, so Laura, because your song says he covers me in the shelter of his wings. And, you know, Jesus says in Matthew 6, he numbers the hairs on our head. And you know, at 57 years old, he has less to number on me than when I was a long-haired guitar player. But it's just showing that he cares. He said, a bird cannot fall to the ground without your father knowing. So he does care, and that's a beautiful testimony of that, Laura. I was thinking we ought to go into prayer, you know, and all of you that are still on the line, if you could any of you that are comfortable, we have people listening all over the world now. So just for those of you still on the switchboard, if you could, like, there's a guitar sound, I don't know who that is, but if you could, just be quiet even if you're not talking, because all of you are heard now, you're all unmuted. So if you have any stereo, or if you're near a radio or the internet playing the show, turn it off and just listen through the phone so we don't have a lot of feedback. Why don't you start us, Josie, and then anybody who wants to pray after Josie for the whatever the Father, I think based on what we discussed in Psalm 21, whatever the Holy Spirit shows you, ask the Father in prayer for this. Pray that. And so why don't you start us, Josie, and anybody that wants to pray after Josie, and we'll go into our prayer time as we do in our face-to-face meetings. We always end it in some really heavy-duty prayer. So why don't you start us, Josie?
Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now. And I just thank Richard for hosting this, and Sherry. And, Lord, it's just a miracle that we can all get together over the phone and listen to the service and listen to each other. And I just lift up the people that are in fear right now, because fear will kill you quicker than any virus. So I just ask,
Amen.
Lord, your word says to be anxious for nothing. And that's a command. It's not a suggestion. Just trust in the Lord and he will protect you. And you know what? If you die, as Andrew said, you just go to be in heaven. So we are winners on both sides. And right now I'm thinking about who loves this virus thing is our pets. Because we're not leaving them, and they are so happy. So let us be happy in trust in the Lord and know that he is God. And just be at peace, because
Amen.
You are protected. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else pray.
I'd like to interject, if I may. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please pray, Jeff. Please pray.
Okay, I'd like to pray that that the spirit of creativity will flow through the people at this time, that they will have the voice of the Lord in their heart, in their mind, in their soul, and that they will be able to touch others, even though they're not able to reach out and grab them at this time. When you're on the phone, when you go to the marketplace, when you talk to people, you will still be able to present the love of the Lord and the gospel to all the people that you see and that you come into contact with. And this could be a very critical thing for us to do, to be able to help others, even though we have needs ourselves, is a very powerful thing. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, yeah. Amen. And somebody else pray.
Hey, Richard, this is Danielle.
Well, please pray,
dear
Danielle.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and I thank you for this joyous day that you've given us, the weather, the love, our surroundings with our families and friends. Lord, I pray that as this coronavirus is out there, that you give us a sound mind, but not a fear of what could happen and what may not happen. Let us be in tune to what the news media is saying and what we're supposed to do. Let us take cover us with your love, Lord. Fill us with your love. And let us know that, as I told Richard, be still and know that I'm God. Let us be still and know that you're in this and you're taking care of us and you're going to save us, because we know you, Lord, and we know that your hand is on this. We know that you're gonna take care of this situation. This thing will not last long. Kids will go back to school soon and get their diplomas in June and graduate. And, you know, Lord, this is, I don't call it coronavirus. This is Satan virus, because this is what it is. Satan is in there, Lord. Satan has got in there and robbed us of our joy and robbed us of our lives. And now it's time to be strong and know that he's God. And so just be with us, Lord, as we all come together. And soon we will all be together in our meetings, in our churches. Thank you for the churches that have gone online to do their services. It's amazing what life can bring us. So just thank you, Lord. And thank you for Richard and Sherry bringing their meeting live on radio today, and just to hear this message is what we all needed to hear. And keep Richard and Sherry and Elizabeth and Karis and Everett and Josh all safe today. We love you, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor and praise. Amen.
Amen. Somebody else pray, if there's anyone else out there that would like to pray.
I'll pray.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So, dear Lord, we just thank you for this day, and we just thank you so much just for your word, and that there's so much power in your name. We thank you for that. And I just want to bring before you all our leaders of our country and this world and our city, Lord, that they would make good decisions for the people. I just pray that just for the people who've lost their jobs, I pray for all the businesses that have had to close, Lord, that you would just be with all of them. I just pray for all the people who are grieving because they've lost people due to this virus, Lord. And I just pray that even through all of this, through all the chaos, that you would turn it around for good, that people would come to know you, their eyes would be opened, they would start searching for you if they haven't in the past, and that that your name would be made great, not only in our city, but in our country, but in the world, Lord. And again, we just pray against fear. I just pray that you give us all wisdom and discernment as we, you know, as we keep hearing all the new news and the updates, Lord, that we'd be able to see you through in the middle of all that, of what's really going on. And I just pray, Lord, that we'd be calm, that we could be the leaders that we need to be for other people who are wanting to know more about you and that need to know more about you. I just pray that your love would just be felt, you know, through the city, Lord, and that, again, that your name would be made known and would be lifted high. And I just pray, again, that people that are seeking for you, that they would find you in this time, Lord. And I just pray there would just be a great outpouring of your spirit and that many, many, many would come to know you, Lord. And we just, and I just too also want to pray for all the people, the frontline workers, especially the people, the police and the grocery stores,
yes,
the gas
Lord.
Stations and the hospitals. And, you know, even with my homeless agency, Lord, there's so many people that are having to be out there every single day and they're not as protected because they don't have the option to stay home. So I just pray there'd be an extra wall of protection around all the people that are having to go out every single day in the midst of everything going on. And I just pray that their employers and people who are making decisions on their behalf would make wise decisions for them, and they would have all the appropriate things in place to keep them safe. And we just thank you for those people, Lord. And we just pray that, you know, a cure would be found quickly and that this would be over soon. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Message coming in from New York. Jim and Leslie, we host an Eternal Grace House Church in New York. We want this time has been so powerful. The anointing is so strong. Is there any way it can be shared after broadcast? And the answer is yes. As soon as this ends, the link will take about 5 minutes to process the audio. And then this very same link, you can share it in perpetuity. And, you know, I think it is a great link to share. I think it's been such an encouraging time. Faith is the antidote to fear. And God's perfect love casts out fear. When Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit, he breathed on the disciples. And I want you all to breathe with me, to breathe in God's love and peace, and then to breathe out any fear, any hysteria, any anxiety, any stress, any resentment, any just breathe in. The positive, breathe in God's love and peace. I'm going to count to three. One, two, three. Breathe in. Take in God's love and Holy Spirit and breathe out any worry, any fear. God's got you in the palm of his hand. Be still and know that he is God. He is your hiding place. I want to end our time today with some live worship to kind of simulate if we were all together from a prior recording. And again, just take some time to close your eyes as you hear the worship. Sing along if you'd like at home. And breathe in the peace and love of God and breathe out any stress you may be feeling. Heavenly Father, let everybody who's ill and sick right now find hope and healing right now in the shelter and shadow of your wings. Thank you. Praise you, Lord.
sending your messages in here, richardrossilive@gmail.com. I have a beautiful testimony here I'd like to read to you. This is coming in from Greenville, South Carolina, from Kelly Tabor. I am thrilled today after 35 years. I am a member of your first house church to meet together again along with Eternal Grace. So Kelly was part of the very first house church for this ministry 35 years ago. With you leading in worship and spiritual truths, this member is elated. At 19, you are my first spiritual leader mentor after leaving home for college. I looked up to and respected you then. You fed me spiritually and helped me establish roots. Those same roots have helped sustain me through life's challenges over the years. You didn't put Jesus in a box. Oh, thank you, Kelly. I know, Kelly, if we put him in a box, he'd just kick that box right over, wouldn't he? And then Kelly writes, it's obvious to me you wanted individuals to know God in his fullness and love. The worship time was so beautiful when you led by singing and guitar. It felt as though God was right there with us, with his presence that filled the room. I remember not wanting it to end. For me, now I'm getting teary-eyed here. I got to try to not cry here. For me, those Friday nights were the highlight of every week. Now, 35 years later, by God's design, we are worshiping our great Lord together again over the airways today. A full circle like this is rare, and I am forever grateful. I don't know if you were ever thanked for the love and sacrifices you made for our group of approximately 30 that met faithfully back then. Wow. Thank you. So on behalf of all who were a part, please receive this heartfelt thank you. You are appreciated then and you are still today. Well, you are so appreciated too, Kelly. What a blessing you are. Isn't that beautiful? We're worshiping with people from all over. So God is being glorified in all the earth. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Thank you. We give you all the glory and praise due your name, Lord. You are the King of glory. You created all things. And we are in your hands. We're under the shadow of your wings. Though 10,000 fall at our right hand and 1,000 at our side, we thank you that you cover your holy bride, Lord. Bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. We love you and praise you. We see you high and lifted up, Lord. I see you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For joining Richard Rossi live today. We're wrapping up here, and thank you for worshiping with us around the world. And this link will be good in about 5 to 10 minutes. The audio just has to process, and then please share the link to bless others around the world, because many need this encouragement, and this is a powerful time, a Holy Spirit-led time. And I think if you have any friends or family that you feel would enjoy spiritually being encouraged, please share the link, copy the link, and just send it to them by Facebook, Instagram, email, Twitter, and let them know this was a powerful time and they can spend an hour and a half with believers around the world. This is a song by Keith Green, a dear friend of mine who encouraged me with my songwriting, and he wrote this worship song. We're going to close with this.